This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Satellite images show China has built mock-ups of U.S. warships in its northwestern desert, possibly to practice for a future naval clash. China is massively upgrading its military, and its capability and intentions are increasingly concerning to the United States. The images captured by Maxar Technologies show the outlines of a U.S. aircraft carrier and a destroyer at a desert location in Xinjiang. The independent U.S. Naval Institute says the mock-ups are part of a new target range. China has emphasized countering other naval forces in building up its military and has concentrated its vessels in the South China Sea. Troops and patrols have deployed around Baghdad following the failed assassination attempt with armed drones that targeted Iraq's prime minister in his residence. The attack significantly raises tensions sparked by the refusal of Iran-backed militias to accept last month's parliamentary election results. Two Iraqi officials said Mustafa al-Kadhimi was unharmed, but seven of his guards were injured. Security researchers disclosed Monday that spyware from the notorious Israeli hacker-for-hire company, NSO Group, was detected on the cell phones of six Palestinian human rights activists, half affiliated with groups that Israel's defense minister controversially claimed were involved in terrorism. Now, Joseph Krause is a correspondent for the Associated Press.
Security researchers say that they have detected the Pegasus software, which is developed by an Israeli company known as the NSO Group, on the phones of six Palestinian activists. Three of those activists work for civil society organizations that Israel just last month branded as terrorist groups. Now, it's unclear who put the software on these phones, but it is the first time that the software has been detected on the phones of Palestinian activists.
This is VOA News. Palestinians on Sunday slammed Israel for rejecting the promised reopening of the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem, a move that would restore Washington's main diplomatic mission for the Palestinians in the contested city. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said late Saturday there was no room in Jerusalem for another American mission. The Trump administration shuttered the U.S. Jerusalem consulate, an office that for years served as the de facto embassy to the Palestinians. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has pledged to reopen it, a move that Israel says would challenge its sovereignty over the city. The reopening could help mend U.S. ties with the Palestinians that were ruptured under President Trump. West African leaders gathered Sunday for a summit in Ghana's capital of Accra. The leaders, members of the ECOWAS bloc, met to discuss political unrest in several countries in the region. Ghana President Nana Akufo-Addo opened the gathering with a word of sympathy.
I would like, on behalf of the authority, to express our solidarity and sympathies with our sister nations of Niger and Sierra Leone.
Niger saw 68 people lose their lives during an attack by a jihadist group, while around 100 people died in Sierra Leone when an oil tanker exploded. They also discussed September's coup in Guinea and the military takeover in Mali over a year ago. President Joe Biden is pushing forward with a massive plan to require millions of private sector employees to get vaccinated by early next year. But first, he has to make sure workers in his own federal government get the shot. About 4 million federal workers are to be vaccinated by November the 22nd under the president's executive order. Now, some employees, like those at the White House, are nearly all vaccinated, but the rates are lower at federal agencies, especially those related to law enforcement and intelligence, according to the agencies and union leaders. And some resistant workers are digging in, filing lawsuits, and protesting what they say is unfair overreach by the White House. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega is seeking a fourth consecutive term as voting begins in elections against a field of little-known candidates, while those who could have given him a real challenge sit in jail, some of whom do not even know, whose families do not even know if they're dead or alive. The opposition has called on Nicaraguans to stay home in protest of an electoral process that has been roundly criticized as not credible by foreign powers and Nicaraguans seeking to take the country in a different direction. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.